This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Breaking news, a tornado landed down in North Carolina just a little while ago, and apparently it destroyed a warehouse that was owned by Pfizer Pharmaceutical, and it was full of COVID vaccines. This is not a joke, folks. Breaking news. A Pfizer warehouse full of COVID vaccines was just destroyed, again, by a tornado in North Carolina. I don't know if anybody was hurt or anybody was killed. Hopefully not. It doesn't sound like it from initial reports right now. When has a tornado actually ever saved 30 million lives? Sorry, I know, too soon. Welcome to the show, folks. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe tonight at Realside Radio. It is a pleasure being with you. The second of 3 hours, we've got a lot of fun happening right now. And we've got a great hour coming up. We're going to be talking about what just took place in Capitol Hill today. We are going to be talking about, obviously, the whistleblower hearings that took place. I watched part of it. I assume a lot of people did, but the news isn't covering it. In fact, it's kind of hard to actually find articles on this outside of the usual suspects. It doesn't look like there's a lot of coverage from the mainstream media on this. According to Fox News, IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley confirmed today that U.S. attorney for D.C. Matthew Graves, who donated to President Biden's 2020 presidential campaign, refused to bring charges against Hunter Biden for tax evasion. Shapley said the Justice Department allowed the president's political appointees to weigh in on whether to charge the president's son. And after U.S. Attorney for D.C. Matthew Graves, appointed by President Biden, refused to bring charges in March of 2022, he said, I watched U.S. Attorney David Weiss tell a room full of senior FBI and IRS senior leaders on October the 7th, 2022, that he was not the deciding person on whether charges were filed. U.S. Attorney David Weiss is not the deciding person. According to the FEC Commission records first reported by the Daily Caller, U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves donated to Biden's 2020 campaign while working at law firm DLA Piper prior to his nomination and confirmation to the position in 2021. White House, of course, did not immediately respond for comment. This House probe centered around Shapley and fellow whistleblower Joseph Ziegler's claim that there was a pattern of slow-walking investigative steps into Hunter Biden, which included instructions not to speak with him at his residence, tipping the president's son and staff off about the ongoing efforts, and delaying enforcement actions in the months before the 2020 presidential election. The two agents were assigned to the federal investigation into Hunter Biden's tax and gun charges. Biden ultimately pled guilty to the misdemeanor tax offenses as part of an agreement with federal prosecutors in a very lenient deal that prompted criticism from Republican lawmakers. The hearing comes as House Republicans continue to investigate the president and his family after the DOJ failed to find evidence of criminal conduct. Rules for thee, not for me. Isn't this what we are looking at in this country nowadays, folks? If you are a Democrat and you are in any way related to the higher-ups in the Democrat Party, well, holy cow. You know what? You know, Biden and his partners raked in $17 million from overseas, and apparently they didn't pay taxes on it, and apparently everything is just fine. Yeah. What we are hearing is the Democrats, you know, what I did see today wasn't any kind of counter-argument. But what I did hear the Democrats talk about was, but Trump, but Trump, but Trump, but Trump. George Floyd and Trump and Trump and Trump. Democrat Kwesi Mfume claimed the GOP is almost distracting us from Trump's indictments. You know, those indictments for things that Trump should have never have been indicted for, compared to drugs and guns and actual real corruption. You know, as I was watching the hearings today, and Representative Maxwell Frost in Florida, she talked about George Floyd. She talked about George Floyd. Jamie Raskin, you know, he talked about January the 6th. It's all such nonsense. It's all nonsense. Folks, we'll be back here after the break. And we've got Jen Van Laar coming from Red State. We'll be talking about this and a whole lot more. Don't go away. Real Side Radio will be back.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Yeah, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Realside Radio. Realside Radio here. Whiskey Dave in the chair. It is always a pleasure being with you across the fruited plain, no matter where you are tonight. As we've been talking about the last hour or so, a lot going on in the world today. And hopefully you were able to catch at least a little bit of the IRS whistleblower hearing. It didn't really make a huge splash in the mainstream media. I wonder why. But you know who did watch it, and in fact watched the whole thing. Jennifer Van Laar, who is Red State's managing editor, an unapologetic California conservative as well. Welcome back to the show, Jen. How are you?
I'm pretty brain dead after watching all those people for 7 hours.
Okay, so my goodness, 7 hours. Holy cow. So first of all, give us the 5,000-foot overview, if you will, of your perspective of what took place today.
we got to see these whistleblowers under oath, because, you know, Hunter's lawyers make a big deal about whether what they say is under oath, basically say all of the things that they said in their transcripts, but in front of the American people and in front of Congress, where they had to listen, the Democrats really didn't have anything to push back on. They talked a lot about Donald Trump. They talked a lot about the two-tiered system of justice, and they were, of course, mocking Republicans for that. The few times that they did try to gotcha the agency actually ended up making a case for the things that the whistleblowers were talking about. So that's kind of the 5,000-foot overview.
I did watch it. I kind of came in and out of the hearings, you know, picking this and that. And I thought the individuals that were speaking, the actual whistleblowers themselves, Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler, was it? I thought they were really, really compelling. And for folks that didn't watch it, you know, I don't know if it's Gary or Joseph, but one of them is a gay Democrat, right? He put that out there. I mean, he was like central casting for the Democrats here, and they, you know, they had to talk about Trump, as you're talking about. You know, it was really embarrassing watching the Democrats try to counter his arguments, because they couldn't actually discuss the actual subject matters that they were talking about. They had to basically divert your attention to other things, right?
Right. And I think one of the things here, because I think we've talked about it before, I can't remember if you and I have, but I spent almost 20 years in courtrooms when I lived in North Carolina. So a lot of familiarity with that type of environment. And one of the golden rules for attorneys is don't ask a question that you don't already know the answer to. And I think the reason that the Democrats really didn't want to ask them a lot of questions was because they didn't want to know what could possibly be said. Like, it could be more damaging than the things that they've already heard. And so they just kind of stuck with those tropes. And it was Ziegler, that the gay Democrat, and that had come out in his transcript, but he was not named until today. And he... I guess someone had doxed him before. Somehow someone knew what his name was, and people had doxed him. And he and his husband were getting death threats and getting other kinds of threats. So it's just terrible that the Democrats, you know, if you're a gay person, it doesn't matter if you don't agree with what they're saying. Even if you're a Democrat in general, then they are going to automatically vilify you. And that's what they did with this guy today.
So what we heard today was, I would assume, it's quid pro quo. I mean, it's QED, I should say. It's actual proof that everything that Republicans, and whatever you think about Republicans and the uniparty and everything else, let's be honest here. Every quote-unquote conspiracy theory that we've heard for the past 5 years are all coming true, and this is just one more. And so let me ask you, where does this end up? What teeth does this committee have on pursuing this after we heard what we heard today, which was, again, it was ostensible proof that this administration or the people that were within the vice president, be soon to be president's office, were controlling the narrative, including not allowing the DOJ and the attorneys to do their jobs when it pertains to the son of the presidential candidate.
Right. So, I mean, they said under oath that I'm forgetting the name right now, but the D.C. U.S. attorney refused to allow them to file charges in his jurisdiction. They said under oath that they were prevented from interviewing people like Hunter Biden, and out of a list of, I think, 50 people that they wanted to interview in December of 2020, they only interviewed one, and that was one of Hunter's business partners. They testified under oath that they were prohibited from chasing down leads that might lead to anything on Joe Biden, including getting location information on the WhatsApp message that Hunter sent, where he said, "I'm sitting here with my father," mm-hmm. and he was threatening a Chinese businessman. They weren't allowed to try to get location information for that. That would prove whether he was with his father then or not. So all of these obstructions are under oath in front of Congress now. There's more information that they have, like transcripts of that Rob Walker interview, and some other things that they are legally prohibited from just giving to some of these committees. And so they have to go through their lawyer. So Comer asked them you know, for a list of things, provide these documents and these interview transcripts to your attorney. And so it's all going through that process. One big thing is that Comer said they totaled up over $10 million that had gone to, from Ukraine and China to Hunter and some of his business partners just in those years that they were covering, I think a 3-year span. And Comer broke in and said, yes, we just got some bank records from the Ukraine that we haven't had a chance to go through yet. So I think there's still information that's going to be investigated and possibly released to the public before anything else happens. And I welcome that. I love the transparency.
So I guess he pled guilty in a plea deal, and that will actually have to be accepted by the judge before it becomes official. I think the money is that the judge will accept that plea deal. But when you hear things, and one of the things I did hear today, I was stunned, actually. I did a double take, was, you know, some of the, I would just say less PG or G-rated stuff that you can have during the day.
Yes.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, she actually showed, and I, to her credit, she did give a warning ahead of time that it wasn't for prime time. She actually showed some of the pictures of Hunter Biden that he recorded on his computer, these sex tapes, and he showed actual pictures of him with a prostitute that he paid out of his law firm's bank accounts. Okay, let me ask you for two things. Number one, the legal aspect of that, and number two, the response to that from our media, which obviously, you know, were outraged by this, and does that divert attention from the actual facts of this? Because now people are talking about nude images that Marjorie Taylor Greene showed of the son of the President of the United States.
I mean, I think that bringing attention to it is going to backfire because what it was showing was, well, first of all, that's obviously paying for your prostitute is not a business expense that you can deduct on your taxes.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Sorry. But
let's
also
talk more about this after the break. We're coming up to a hard break here. I'm sorry, Jen. We'll be right back with Jen Van Laar, who is with Red State. We're talking about the hearings today. Don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up here at Real Side Radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA
Today News Update. Jason Aldean says critics have gone too far attacking his new song, Try That in a Small Town. The music video shows mixed footage of BLM protesters confronting police, burning the American flag, and random robberies. That's drawn criticism. Aldean says the song is about taking care of neighbors regardless of race or religion. Two huge blockbuster films are expected to rake in major cash at the box office this weekend.
Greta Gerwig's Barbie is projected to make between $95 and $110 million in its debut. Meantime, Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer is expected to make $50 million in its first weekend. Fans posting on social media, they're planning to see both. There's even I Survived Barbenheimer merch for those who can't just have one this weekend. Thanks to Oppenheimer's three-hour runtime, Barbenheimer fans will spend 5 hours at the theater. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Doesn't Walter White always find a way? Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio. Hope you guys are all having a great evening. And we're having a great evening here on the radio as well. We've got Jennifer Van Laar, Red State's managing editor. And, Jen, tell everybody where they could find and read you, please.
At redstate.com and on Twitter at Jen Van Laar, V-A-N-L-A-A-R.
So before the break, we were just discussing how Marjorie Taylor Greene, she gave a parental discretion warning during this whistleblower hearing and then showed graphic pictures of Hunter Biden and his quote-unquote paralegal. So this is up on Red State. Fantastic headline there. So tell us a little bit. Does this detract from the legal issues? Because now this is what everybody's talking about.
No, because it actually brings up a possible additional legal issue for Hunter, and that is trafficking. Because one of these prostitutes, he paid for her to fly to L.A., have sex with him, and then he paid for her to fly back wherever she was coming from. And that can be meet the criteria for trafficking under the Mann Act. So that there was actually a point to her using those pictures, and now some of the liberals are calling it revenge porn, which is so stupid because it's not very clearly not revenge porn under any definition, and it's evidence. And so some of the liberals were saying, oh, you know, Jamie Raskin says, is this appropriate to be showing this in the House chamber? And they were just getting all up in a commotion about it. But the thing is, this is the kind of stuff that they are fine putting in children's textbooks, or the stuff that during Pride, you know, they were exposing children to it at all these parades. But now all of a sudden, it's this big problem, and we're being disrespectful to Hunter Biden. So I don't think that that's going to distract. I think them putting emphasis on it is going to make more people understand that there could be a bigger problem.
So I think everybody is in agreement that this is just the beginning of these types of hearings. And we're not, you know, today was more about Hunter Biden and, you know, his tax implications and the plea deal and everything else. And again, I just want to reiterate, they're not going to change that plea deal even after this today, correct?
Well, I mean, the judge has to accept it. And if there's a huge enough public outcry, and the thing with this plea deal is the type of plea deal that they're using, and I forget the technical name, but it's a kind where the judge does not have discretion in changing what the sentencing is. Mm-hmm. If the judge accepts this plea agreement, the sentence is locked. But the judge doesn't have to if they see a good reason why they shouldn't. And if they believe that justice is not going to be served through this plea agreement, then they can reject it. So I think that part of the reason we're having these hearings now is to get so much out in the public record that this judge is going to kind of have to take a look at whether this serves the interest of justice or not.
So this is just, again, we've got, you know, the Burisma and the Ukraine and the China and the Russia and all of the collusion and everything else, the you know, 10% to the big guy. That's still to come. This is just kind of the beginning of this investigative. Now, but the thing is that the ideas that these whistleblowers, and again, the guy, for those that have missed it, Ziegler is a Democrat married man to another man, and he is central casting for what the Democrats have been pushing on these identity role, you know, issues that we've been seeing for the past several years. They had no comebacks to them, did they? I mean, Raskin talked about the fact that out of the thousands of people that are investigated for tax crimes, only 700 actually get charged and go to prison. I don't know if that's valid or true or anything, but I mean, that's really kind of it. That was their only response that I thought made any sense whatsoever today. Did you hear anything from the Democrats besides George Floyd and Trump that actually raised your eyebrows and said that's a good point?
Oh, no, I didn't hear anything that made a good point. And even Robert Garcia from here in California, in Long Beach, he tried to make a point to say that Gal Luft, another whistleblower that was supposed to testify that had known Hunter, that knew that Hunter had a informant within the FBI giving him information, they tried to say, well, you know, this guy was paid by CEFD, a Chinese company, so he's a Chinese spy. And Comer interrupts and says, Hunter Biden was paid by this company too, so does that mean he's a Chinese spy? And Garcia really didn't have anything to say. So that's to my point, that every time they tried to do a gotcha, they just stumbled all over themselves.
And I think this is one of the reasons why the mainstream legacy media have spent literally bupkis time on this tonight. I'm hearing that the main network spent maybe a minute on it. I mean, you know, they're talking about Boppenheimer. Okay, this is the Barbie Oppenheimer double feature that apparently,
right.
I don't understand any of that nonsense either. But do you think this permeates the bubble that people have cocooned themselves in, whereby you actually get people that raise an eyebrow and say, wow, this actually was a real thing, or are people just not going to know about it?
Any of us who actually use something like TikTok or Instagram or YouTube should be cutting clips from this and posting them on it. And of course, the more salacious ones, you know, if Hunter Biden a sex trafficker, that kind of stuff, get that out there. Get it out there in a non-traditional way.
Okay. I agree. I think everybody that is in earshot of this, no matter where you are in the country, I think Jen's point is absolutely 100%. Everybody today could be a citizen journalist, and you've all got the power to cut and paste from websites and post it on your social media of choice and spread this out there, because I don't think people even know that there was a hearing today. Because I don't know how many people rely upon the mainstream media anymore. I know that those numbers are ridiculous, but everybody's cocooned, and they're talking about, you know, Disney failing, and they're talking about Boppenheimer, and they're talking about, you know, whatever the other issues of the day is. This seems to, I mean, you know, you and I both know, Jen, that if this was Eric Trump or Donald Trump Jr., that they would have done a performance kabuki theater like they did with the J6 hearings, and it would have been a prime time.
Gosh, yes.
Right?
But Catherine Herridge at CBS does have an exclusive interview with Ziegler. It's on CBS's website, which I'm totally shocked that they put up there. But
did they put that on
that
CBS? Is it only CBS.com, or did they broadcast it on their nightly news?
CBSNews.com, and I need to look and see if they put it on the nightly news. But it was filmed. The clips from it looked like almost a 60-minute type of interview.
Yeah, Catherine Herridge. She used to be at Fox News, if I remember correctly. She's mm-hmm. really good. She's really good.
She is.
But the question is, again, you know, was it CBS News? Or was it just their website?
Right. So, and I will be looking into that.
Yeah, yeah, check that out. There was a breaking announcement here from the GOP Oversight Committee. They said, today our committee staff conducted a transcribed interview with a former FBI supervisory special agent assigned to the FBI's Wilmington office and the Biden criminal investigation. The agent confirmed key portions of the IRS whistleblower's testimony, including that both Secret Service headquarters and the Biden transition team were tipped off about the planned Hunter Biden interview. In fact, on the day of the Hunter Biden interview, federal agents were told to stand by and not approach Hunter Biden. They had to wait for his call. As a result of the change of plans, IRS and FBI criminal investigators never got to interview Hunter Biden as part of the investigation. It goes on. So it is being collaborated, and whatever we talk about in regards to the FBI, there are people within the FBI, hopefully there are people in the DOJ that will come out and be brave like these guys were today, and you can't ignore that if you're the Democrats in the media, correct?
Right. I mean, these guys said, you know, Ziegler said that he had paid for all of his transportation to and from D.C. to testify. He's paying for his own attorney. He's not getting any money from this. Neither of them are going to have any kind of financial gain from it. If anything, it can ruin their lives. So why would they do this if it wasn't the truth?
Oh, you know they're going to be getting death threats today from left-wing Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these people are incredulous, and they won't stop. But let me ask you this, Jen, because, you know, as we come up here for another break, are you good through the break, or do you have another appointment?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, terrific. So, you know, we talk about the Democrat Party leadership of today, and this is something where I'm going to just present you the question because we've got a commercial coming up here. When we talk about the Democrat Party leadership today, are they not intrinsically tied to all of this, whether it's Pelosi and Newsom and Schumer and Durbin and everybody else? It seems to me that they were all a part of all of this, and they are all inextricably bound to Joe and his fate. They've doubled down. Let's talk about this after the break. Real Side Radio, we get Jen Van Laar from Red State. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back after the commercials.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Well, that's all we talk here, folks, is English. That's the only language I understand. American English, even though I'm from England. Hey, everybody, hope you guys are all having a wonderful evening, no matter where you are. Hopefully it's not too hot where you are. I'm just a couple miles from the ocean, so I get to enjoy this breeze. But I know it's been hot everywhere else around the country. So just hopefully you're cool and enjoying a nice lemonade, listening to Realside Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. He'll be back tomorrow. And I'm delighted to have with us Jennifer Van Laar, who is the Red State, you can find at redstate.com. She is the managing editor and a fantastic fountain of knowledge. Jen, let me ask you this, because this is something I teased before the break here, and this is something that I've talked with other friends about. Mutual friends of ours, in fact, had discussions last night with a group of people. The Republican Party leadership, whether it's Congress, the RNC, some of these older folks, you know, when Joe was elected, a lot of them, McConnell, Thune, McCarthy, Scalise, Graham, Mittens, you name them, okay, Mikulski,
they all came out and said that they have known and worked with Joe Biden for 20, 30, 40, 70, 80 years. I don't know. I know Joe Biden. We can work with a President Joe Biden. Let me ask you this, okay? 2 years removed from Donald Trump in the White House, okay, 2.5 years removed, with the impeachments and everything else that went on, do you believe that the Republicans, and I'm talking about the uniparty Republicans, have the appetite to actually go down this pathway that the Republican leadership in the House are now putting us on and actually do something about Joe Biden? And will it have teeth? Do you believe they have the gravitas and the, really the strength to do what we believe should be done here?
If we're talking the uniparty Senate Republicans, I don't. And Josh Hawley was on Fox News today saying the same thing. He, of course, would be completely ready, willing, prepared to do whatever needs to be done on the Senate side, especially if we can retake the Senate, but that's not until next year. Hey, but they're not going to try to push anything. I mean, Lindsey Graham is not going to try to push something. McConnell's not going to try to push something. Romney's definitely not going to try to push something. And because a lot of them have family members who are not as corrupt as Hunter, but maybe have some questionable business dealings in which they traded upon the family name. So they don't want to do anything to rock the boat there, to make life uncomfortable. You and I know, because we've been around the Hollywood thing, that it takes a certain amount of guts to buck the trends and to say things that aren't popular in the area where you are. And none of them want to go through that. It's not fun. It's not easy. And they don't have the guts or the spine to do it.
So with that being said, because I this is the difference in my mind between the Democrats and the Republicans. The Democrats are ruthless. They are absolutely no holds barred. They have a mission. They are lockstep. This is one of the things that I've said this about Nancy Pelosi now going on 20 years. Whatever your opinions of her as her policies, she was one of the most effective House speakers in the history of our country. Because she got every single one. She knew how to whip those votes. Republicans are split. You've got, you know, the Boberts and the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world. You've got the folks on the far center, I would call it, maybe left of center. You got your Mitt Romneys in the Senate, who are embarrassed by many people in his own party who's threatened to walk away. We are the Republicans, the conservatives are a split, divided party within a party. How do you contain that? How do you control that? Is there any lessons that we can get from a Nancy Pelosi, or is that ship sailed already? Is it too late to even think about that?
No, I think that part of the reason that the Democrats are like that is because they have the squad keeping them from going too far to the center. And one of the things that, and people disagree with me, but Marjorie Taylor Greene, in somewhat working with the establishment this year, has really given herself more credibility within that group to be effective and to do things. And her questioning today was very effective. So was Lauren Boebert. So I think the more that they can bring this kind of stuff to the public attention, the way that they're doing, it's going to just keep putting more and more pressure on the uniparty Republicans to do something, or we're going to give them term limits of our own.
Let's talk about the state of the upcoming primaries, your perspective on where things stand right now. Since you and I last spoke, Ron DeSantis' poll numbers have plummeted. We've got another indictment coming up in a day or two, I guess, with Donald Trump. How do you think that's all going to roll out here and impact the primaries?
Well, my friends who are not as politically involved as I am, they're and they aren't especially Donald Trump fans, they're saying that the way that Trump is being treated is pushing them more and more to Trump, because they're done with the way that this political persecution is going. So, but that's still a long ways until the first votes are cast in February. That's a long time from now. So a lot's going to depend on who has the money to get through to there, what it looks like on those ballots once we get to that time frame.
There's a rumor out there that Ron DeSantis is taking His consultants are telling him, and he's taking advice from his consultants, telling him, just, I know the numbers aren't good. The donations are going down. People are disappointed for whatever reason. But hang in there, because Trump's not going to be there soon. I don't know if you've heard anything about that, if there's just inside knowledge. But apparently this is, again, it's a rumor. It's the political, you know, grapevine, as Brit Hume used to call it, or the Washington grapevine. But does that make sense? I mean, I guess on paper it does make sense. The man is about to receive his third indictment. There's probably going to be a fourth and a fifth coming from Georgia, and maybe another one from New York.
I mean, every time that they've tried to count Donald Trump out or politically kill him, it doesn't work. It just makes him stronger. So I would be a little hesitant to take advice from consultants like that. But you know, the first debate at the end of August is going to say a lot. So if anything, I'd be telling DeSantis, if I were advising him, you know, just be consistent and strong and do good in the debate and, you know, hang on through that.
Does Donald Trump enter that debate? He said so far that he wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think that his ego is going to let him not be there. He wants to be in the middle of it, you know.
And he will be literally in the middle, because he'll have the biggest numbers. He'll have the highest poll numbers, so he'll be standing in the middle, and we remember what that looked like in 2016. You know, which was crazy at that time. It was just, we've got just a couple minutes here, Jen. Does America have an appetite to go through a Trump Biden re-elect situation for both of them? They're both looking to be a re-elected president. It's unprecedented. And at the same time, there are so many people that are saying that they don't want either. That, do you open up the doors to a RFK Jr. third party potential? And I know he's a Democrat, and he said that he's running as a Democrat, but they're not letting him run as a Democrat. And there may be an opportunity for him to come in and play Ross Perot. What do you think?
There's definitely that opportunity, and I'm not sure who it hurts more, because there would definitely be some on the conservative side who would maybe go for that, just because of RFK's stance on the mandates and on the intelligence community. But I don't know that we really have that stomach to go through it. But here's what I do know, that I know that everyone who supported Trump in 2020, we all feel like we were cheated. We all feel like there's so much cheating that happened in the COVID mandates and all that stuff. We want justice for that stuff. If we can somehow get justice for that stuff, I don't know that we need to have Trump as president again. I mean, I'm fine with that, but more so, we need justice for those things that have been done to us.
I think there's a tremendous amount of palpable anger amongst people, and you know, the question is outside of our circles, right? So you know, when we step outside of our groups of friends and colleagues and people that we speak to about this stuff on a daily basis, do people want to entertain that again, or are they just going to be so turned off that they don't even show up? And the follow up question for that is, you just talked about in RFK, who does that hurt?
Right. There's definitely some people that are just going to be so worn out by it all that they forget it. There's people on the conservative side that don't believe that their vote will ever count, and so they don't show up. So part of our winning strategy has to be getting those people to the polls and saying, you know, yes, you have these reservations, but just vote anyway.
I said this in 2019 and 2020. Republicans have always had to win by the margin of the cheat. And I've always said that it was usually 2 or 3% depending upon the state. I truly believe now, with these new mandates and these rules that have been implemented, that are never, the Democrats are never going to relinquish the new rules for mail-in balloting, drop box balloting, all of that stuff, that I believe that the margin is probably closer to 7 to 8% right now.
I agree. I was going to say, you need to plan to win by 10%.
Yeah. Absolutely. And folks, and Jen, you know this, Donald Trump, if he lost, quote unquote, lost by 45,000 votes across five states, right?
Right.
I mean,
your
it was
vote does count.
It's nothing. It's nothing. It's two hockey games in L.A., okay? Jen, tell everybody where they could find you again with your Twitter as well, please.
Yes, at redstate.com and on Twitter at Jen Van Laar, VanLaar.
Thank you so much, Jen. Greatly appreciate it. Got to have you back on again down the road. And folks, I'll be back for the third and final hour here at Real Side. And don't go away. We'll be right back after the break. Thank you so much.